Dwight D. Eisenhower, from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Dwight David Ike Eisenhower was the 34th President of the United States, and the last to be born in the 19th century. He was born in Texas in 1890, the third of seven sons. He excelled in sports in high school and received an appointment to the West Point Military Academy. This prepared him for a distinguished career in the Army. He is often ranked as one of America's top 10 presidents. In his early Army career, he excelled in his duties. After Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, he was called to Washington for a war plans assignment. He commanded the Allied forces landing in North Africa. On D-Day 1944, he led the troops invading France. After the war, he became president of Columbia University. In 1951, he became the first supreme commander of the newly established NATO forces. Republicans persuaded him to run for president in 1952. "I like Ike" was an irresistible slogan. He won with a sweeping victory. During his two terms in office, Eisenhower got a truce in Korea and worked tirelessly to ease the tensions of the Cold War. This was difficult, as both the US and Soviet Union were stockpiling nuclear bombs. He signed the bill that created NASA to compete with the Russians in the space race. At home, he pursued the moderate policies of modern republicanism. When he left office in 1961, he pointed out that America is today the strongest, most influential, and most productive nation in the world. He also ordered the complete desegregation of the armed forces. "There must be no second-class citizens in this country," he wrote. He died after a long illness on March 28, 1969.